Hello, motherfuckers. Welcome back. Here we are. We're going to be going back to the boy stuff. Boo. But whatever. Trigger warning, sexual abuse, self-harm, suicide, graphic stuff. I don't know what even all trigger warnings to put, but take care of yourself before you listen to this. And I'll always say trigger warning. I'll try to say before I go into detail about something that could be triggering for someone. I think that's important. Let's see some hotlines real quick. Okay, a self-harm hotline is 1-800-366-8288. Please contact them if this is something that you might be struggling with. The sexual assault hotline is 1-800-656-4673. Call them if you're struggling with something like that. Anyway, with all those disclaimers and hotlines and everything, we're just gonna get right in. Last time we left off and I was talking about the titty fuck and my friend's cousin who was blackmailing me for nudes and getting dress coded. So that was the last boy talk we had. Now we're just gonna jump right in and we're gonna start back up in sixth grade. So sixth grade, this person moves to my school, and I was calling him G in the last one, but we're gonna switch to V. And anyway, Victor, we'll call him, okay? Hold on, I gotta write that down, otherwise I'm gonna forget these people's names. But Victor moves here, and we start dating pretty quick, and everything is fun and dandy and awesome. And then we break up. I don't really know why we dated for, like, probably... I have no idea the time frame, honestly. A few months, but yeah. Anyway, whenever we break up, I write this like giant like love letter, like confessing all of my love and just kind of saying everything I need to say, probably super desperate and like sad. I don't know what to call it. I seeked validation from men. That was the only way I knew how to be in relationship with men. And that was how I was in relationship with boys. And so I'm like begging for this boy and like just, yeah, seeking validation. And he then reads that letter standing on top of the bench in the football locker room to everyone. And then I am mocked and made fun of, and these boys are quoting this letter back to me. All the boy, like random boys from the football team, are just like quoting my words back to me, making fun of me for being in love, honestly. But yeah, so that super fucking sucked. And so at this point I've got all the slut shaming, and now I'm being made fun of for a fucking love letter. Great, we love that. And I'm begging for this boy who, doesn't want me. He broke up with me. And then at this point, he's talking. There's like four girls, including myself, that he was then talking to. And I knew this because all of these girls like thought they were in relationship with him, as did I. I was like, no, like we're pretty much back together. Like, I don't know what she's saying. Like, she's lying because he's saying that's not what's happening, and like he likes me. And at this point, like, I don't know, sometimes I'm pissed at him and I'm like, why are you talking to these girls? And he's like, well, we're not together, and if you send me nudes then I would only talk to you. And I'm like, well, I don't want to send nudes, like we saw how that played out. And he was like, yeah, whatever, like show me your tits. And so yeah, it was pretty much like, that's just a summary kind of what happened. But like, it was a lot longer of a process, and this happened forever. And so, yeah, eventually I just ended up sending him nudes because he kept asking for them, and he seemed to, I think that I thought, like, since these people liked my body, that they liked me. So, like, the fact that, like, he didn't want to be my boyfriend, but he wanted to see my nudes, like, obviously he still liked me. Stupid, dumb bitch, but whatever, that's what I thought, that's what I was taught. And so, I send nudes again after they already went around. And guess what? They go around again. It's great. It's so fun. It's so fresh. And guess what else? He still didn't want to be my boyfriend. He still didn't want to be my boyfriend. So, yeah, that super fucking sucked. And that relationship was like, I don't even know. Like, I think that was just, like, super, like, shitty. I don't really know. Like, I don't think I was in love with this person. I don't think this was, like, my first relationship. I think this was just my first, like, toxic relationship. And, yeah, so that kind of happened. And it was just kind of like, okay, whatever. Like, he doesn't want me. Whatever the fuck. But, like, I don't know. Whatever. And so, and this person, Victor, he's relevant a little bit later. Like, I will bring him up again because we did continue, like, I think that was the only time we were in relationship, but there was other times where we would, like, be talking and hanging out and spending time together and stuff. But, yeah, that was kind of the main impact that he had on me was, yeah, telling me if I don't send him nudes, he'll just go get them from somewhere else. And if I do, he'll get back together with me. And pretty much just kind of pressuring me into sending him nudes and then still not wanting me and just teaching me that all my worth is in my tits and even my tits aren't enough. So that's cool. Anyway, next. Also, when I'm in sixth grade, I'm not sure. But then this one guy who's in the grade above me, we're going to call him Scary, because this man has probably had the biggest impact that was, like, scary and, like, violent. but I think I'm going to tell that. I think I'm going to really try to just stay in chronological order, even though these people will come up again, because I grew up in a tiny fucking town and it was the same five people. However, Scary was, I don't remember anyone ever really, like, saying anything good about him. I think, like, he kind of came out of nowhere and was just sending his dick to everyone. All of me, all my friends, all the girls in his own grade, everyone. And everyone is like, what the fuck? Like, y'all saw that too? And that was really fucking crazy. And, like, I don't know, we were all, like, we would just talk about it and be like, what the fuck, like, why is this guy sending us dick? But it was happening to everyone, so, like, it was kind of normalized, and we were just like, what the fuck? But then it kept happening, and, like, I don't know, like, this was, like, I personally never had any interest in this person. It was just, literally just his dick. That was our only interaction. And so me and some of my friends were talking about it one time, and we were at my house and my mom heard. And so me and my friends told my mom, and then I was talking to one of my other friends about it at her house one time, and we told her grandma. And so then my mom and her grandma talked about it, and, like, I don't know, they decided they were going to go to the school and see what could get done. And I remember when this happened, I was so pissed off at my mom. I was like, Mom, everyone's gonna think I'm a snitch. Like, no. Looking back on it now, obviously, shout out, Mom. Like, thanks for trying to fucking save me from unsolicited dick pics in fucking middle school. But, you know, yeah, I was scared of being called a snitch. So that happened. And then, yeah, didn't really hear from the kid. I think, I don't know if I blocked him or if he blocked me, but yeah, then we all stopped getting dick pics, so that was cool, saved us, wow. And then, Yeah, he'll come back up later. We'll get into that. But anyway, so yeah, that's also middle school. Then 7th grade is like, now we're getting fucking balls fucking deep, dude. So I have this bestie, Abby. I mentioned her in the last episode. And now at this point, Abby is like who I'm kind of spending most of my time with. And Abby gets a boyfriend and they're together. And I don't really remember the introduction of me and Ted. Ted is, this was a very conforming relationship for me. But yeah, I don't really remember our first, like, because we knew who each other were just because it was such a small town. And like, he, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I had maybe been around this person before, but like, I had never personally had an interaction with this person, and I don't remember the first time that we did. Anyway, somehow we get to talking, and he is best friends with my best friend's boyfriend. So I think something like that probably, that's what I think, like, how we got to talking was because, yeah, my friend was dating his friend. But whatever. Anyway, yeah, we get to talking, and then we hang out a couple times at like my house or something, and that's fine. At this point, my rules are that like we have to be in the living room. I can't, like, we're not allowed to hang out in the bedroom. And so yeah, we would just hang out in my living room and it was like pretty innocent, pretty cool. And then my friend Abby, we would hang out at her house, and one night these boys decided that they were gonna walk to her house, which was like a few miles. And so they walked over and they came and hung out, and like first time it was pretty like chill, like nothing really crazy happened. And yeah, I don't really remember that much, but I know that we did hang out one time before the time. Okay. And at this point, because yeah, he gave me a hickey on my neck, literally on the front of my neck. I was fucking pissed. I did not know what to do. I was like, how am I supposed to hide this? It's on the front of my neck. What am I, like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what the fuck, how to get rid of a hickey, how to cover a hickey. I don't know nothing. And so my friend is, like, helping me, and she's showing me how to do it. And she's, like, gives me her, like, foundation, little, like, compact, like, mirror thing with it. And so I'm, like, putting that on it, and I'm losing my mind. And, yeah, I was pissed at him. And then we're dating, and he just starts expressing, like, how bad he wants to have sex. And I am not ready. I, like, barely know really anything about sex. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, sex. Like, ha, ha, ha. But, like, I don't think I really knew, like, how to have sex or, like, what, like, I think I really just knew, like, penis and vagina sex. Like, I don't really think I knew, like, any other kind of sex. And so, yeah, we started talking about this, and he would obviously talk about it a lot more and in a lot more, like, detail. And I was just kind of like, oh, like, yeah, like, I don't really know about this. And then one day he starts saying, like, we need to have sex. And if I don't have sex with him, he'll have sex elsewhere. And like, obviously, me still only know how to be in a relationship with boys by validation. And, like, I have no sense of self at all. And so, him telling me I need to do these things, I'm like, do I? Like, is this what I'm supposed to do? Like, I don't want to, but, like, he's saying if I don't, like, he'll go get it somewhere else or he'll break up with me. And, like, it started just becoming, like, a huge, like, manipulation into it. And so finally I I guess I agree. I don't really remember much of like how we like how it like came to conclusion that this is what's gonna happen. I just remember being at my friend's house and we're like, okay, like they're coming over later. Oh my God, I'm freaking the fuck out. And my friend's like, you're gonna wear this, and it's like has this like Victoria's Secret like lace thong and bra set, and she gives me a razor and she tells me how to shave my vagina, and then she's like, go get it done, shave your legs, shave your armpits, shave your cooch, shave it all, and like just like telling me. I'm like, bitch, what? I think she's had sex at this point. This could be misinformation, but I'm pretty sure that she's already had sex at this point, and like this is like my night. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this was the case because we got the big room in the camp and they took the other room. So I don't really know. But yeah, so my friend is kind of telling me stuff. And yeah, this set that she gave me, so fucking cute. I think I have the thong somewhere just for like memories or something. But it's really cute. It's hot pink and it's like that lacy, like cheetah print from Victoria's Secret. And then it has like the black little seam around the top that says pink all over it. Super cute. And keep in mind, my friend is like a C cup, like a B or C. And I'm like a full double D. Like my titties are big. And so I'm like trying to put this bra on to have this matching set. And it's just like not working. Like maybe my nipples are covered. And yeah, this is like a whole thing, like preparing me for sex. Like I remember being like freaked the fuck out. And anyway, but I feel like I needed the validation more than I didn't want to have sex at this point. So yeah, I think yeah, that was kind of the dynamic. So anyway, we're just gonna get right into my fucking V card being taken, bitch. So, me and my friend go out to the camper to go to bed. Everybody goes to bed and we're hanging out and we're waiting on the boys to like walk like 3 miles and come on over. And so, like, eventually I'm like texting him. I'm like, oh God, I'm so nervous. Like, oh my God, I can't believe like we're doing this. I'm so scared. And he's just like, no, it's fine. Like, it's gonna be great, whatever. And so eventually they get there, and I think at this point I had just changed and put my own bra on because like yeah like I might as well not had on a bra in her bra. And so we're hanging out and I remember I was wearing leggings and just a little like spirit shirt from school or something. And so they come over and we're hanging out in like the little kitchen living room area of the camper. And they find a beer in the fridge. And so they're like, come on, like let's drink this. Blah, blah, blah. And there's four of us and one can of beer. It's like Coors Banquet or something. Disgusting. And so they're trying to get us to drink it. And I'm like, took a few sips and I'm like, this is just so nasty. Like, I'm good. Like, no, thank you. And I don't remember if my girlfriend drank any or not, but the boys did. They was drinking that beer. And so then my friend and her boyfriend are like, okay, like we're gonna go in here. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like freaking the fuck out at this point. I'm like, I'm about to have sex. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is about to go on? I don't know anything. I've like never, like, I've never done anything sexual except for a kiss, like, and sent my tits around. Like, that's it. I don't know about, like, I don't really know about any of this kind of stuff. And so, me and my boy sit in the living room for a little bit and we're just like, kind of talking. And he's like, okay, come on. And I think I'm like trying to stall a little bit, but I'm like, oh God, okay. And so, we go back and we're in the master bedroom. And we lay down and we have the little light on above us. And we're just talking for a little bit, and I'm so nervous, and I'm like freaking the fuck out a little bit. And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, he's here to get a job done, okay? So, yeah, I just like kept trying to talk and like just trying to keep the conversation going. And then eventually he's just like, okay. And like takes his shirt off, turns out the light, and is getting down to business. Okay. And so at this point, I'm going to be getting detailed here. So if you know me, no, you don't. Yeah. Anyway, so he like, he flicks off the light, and it's like right above us, like we're in a camper. And so then he takes off his shirt, and then he like has his arm like, it's like holding himself up, but like across my body. And so I go to slide my hand up his arm, and it's feeling very textured, trigger warning, self-harm. And yeah, so I'm like, what is this? Like, what's going on? And he's like, nothing, stop. And just like trying to kiss me more. And I'm just like, okay, no. And so I turn on the light and I see his arm, and it is like, very harmed. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I had never seen this. I guess at this point he only has worn hoodies ever. Like, that's all he wears to school. That's all he's ever worn in my house. I just like never like noticed it. Like, that just didn't occur to me, like, that he's hiding something. And so I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm kind of scared as fuck. Like, I've never experienced this. And so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do, but like, we need to talk. Like, we need to tell someone. We need to like get you help. Like, I'm like freaking the fuck out. And he's like getting defensive, and like that upset him. And like, obviously he's here to fuck. And so like, he's like, bitch, just shut the fuck up, pretty much. And he's like upset about, me like prying him about his arm. And so anyway, like, he just turns the light back off, and we like go back and forth for a minute. Like, I'm trying to turn the light on, I'm trying to talk, he's trying to turn the light off, he's trying to fuck. And so whatever, then he starts, this is graphic, but he starts fingering me. And yeah, I don't really know what's going on, so I'm just like, okay, cool, like, whatever, I guess. And so he does that for a second, and then he's like hot and ready. And so he, yeah, takes my pants all the way off, and it's pitch black in there. I kind of have no idea what's going on. I can't see anything. And I think he put on a condom. I honestly don't know. I feel like he didn't, but for some reason I'm like remembering a moment where I think he was putting on a condom, I'm pretty sure. And so then he proceeds to enter me, and it is excruciating pain. It hurt so fucking bad. And he's like, no, like, it's okay, like, it's supposed to feel like this, like, it's your first time, like, oh my God, you're so tight, like, did it, like, he's just like, this is good. And I'm like, I don't think this is good. And he's like, no, like, it's fine, just like scratch my back. And I'm like, holy fucking shit, like, no, this hurts so bad, like, I don't think I can do this. And so he like gets out of me and like lays down for a second, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, that hurt like really, really bad. Like, I don't, like, I think something's wrong. Like, I do not think like that's how this is supposed to feel. Like, that really fucking hurt. And he's like, no, like, it's okay, whatever, like, well, yeah, like, it's fine. And so then he just starts fingering me again. And so then that goes on for a minute, and he's like, okay, like, let's try again. And I was like, dude, like, I don't know if I can. Like, that hurt really fucking bad. Like, I don't know if I can do this. And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, I'll go slow. Like, it'll be fine. And, like, since I just, like, put it in once, like, it'll be easier this time. Like, it'll be fine. And so I'm like, okay. Like, oh my God, okay. And so then he goes to enter me again. And he goes slow, and I'm like, oh my God, ow, like, this hurts so bad. And he's just like, no, it's okay, like, just scratch my back, and, like, it's fine. And fully entered me, and I'm, like, in so much pain. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, no, like, I don't think I can do this, like, it hurts. And yeah, then he gets, like, a few pumps in, and then I'm like, okay, no, like, no, I absolutely cannot do this. Like, this hurts, like, more than anything I've ever felt in my entire life. Like, this is not normal. And so I'm like, I'm sorry, like, we have to stop, but I can clearly tell, like, this is, like, frustrating and upsetting to him, and so I feel, like, super bad, and, like, it's a whole thing. And then we're, like, kind of in a fight, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, like, I, like, sorry that I, like, can't do this, like, it's just hurting me so bad. And he's just kind of like, it's okay, like, whatever. And, like, yeah, he's, like, pissed off, and he, like, goes in the bathroom and is there for a minute. And yeah, that was my virginity. And then yeah, he waits for our friends to get done, and, like, then he's just kind of, like, up and out of there. Like, he's, like, pissed at me. And so then, yeah, I just feel like fucking shit. And then me and my friend are talking, and, like, her experience was, like, yeah, like I said, I think she's done this before, so, like, I think she was, like, fine and everything was fine. And I was just like, bitch, like, how did you do that? Like, that was the most painful thing of my entire life. And, like, he's mad at me, and, like, it's this whole thing. And yeah, my friend, like, she's kind of, like, surprised, like, we don't really know what's going on, because I'm like, no, like, unbearable, not, like, just a little hurt and then it was good, like, unbearable. And then we tried again, and it was more unbearable, and then he proceeded, and it was more unbearable. Like, it was really, really, really bad. And yeah, that's the story of my virginity. Cool. Crazy. And so after this, our relationship starts, like, really struggling, and I'm starting to, like, hear things at school that he's, like, talking to these girls, or he's hanging out with these girls, or, like, texting these girls, or doing this or doing that, or, like, all this kinds of crazy stuff. And so, like, obviously I'm, like, texting him, trying to call him out, and I'm just like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, I heard this is happening, and, like, that, like, she said this, and da 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 da. And he's like, why would you think that? Like, you're gonna believe random people over me? Like, how could you do that? Like, your friends just, like, hate me and just want to, like, sabotage our relationship, and just kind of stuff like that. And so it was like, anytime I would bring something to him that I heard, and it was like, he's cheating on you, he's having sex with this girl, oh, he made out with her, like, this isn't, like, yeah, we're in middle school, so you would think, like, cheating, like, oh, he's writing her love letters or something. No, like, he's fucking them. And oh, and he's older than me, by the way. And so yeah, this, like, kind of just confirmed the relationship that I had with Victor, because Victor was very, like, you know, well, if you don't do this, like, I'll just break up with you, or she will, or da da whatever, whatever. And so, like, Ted, like, my boyfriend, having this behavior was very, like, yeah, just confirmation that it was just, like, okay, yeah, like, this is my job, like, this is my fault, I'm fucked up, like, I'm in the wrong, I should have never brought it up, like, I should have just believed him, like, the manipulation and the power dynamic. And, like, I just think this relationship, like, I think at the time I would have called it being in love, but like, this is my third time recording this episode, and yesterday I was recording, and I called it, just the perfect pair of a narcissist and a people pleaser, and I think that is kind of the perfect way, like, to describe it, just because it's, like, a narcissist needs a people pleaser so that way they can have control over them, and a people pleaser needs a narcissist to validate them. And so it's like, I definitely think, like, that is the best way I can describe this relationship. I think it's the reason that I have, like, so many, like, passive tendencies and, like, so much, like, people pleasing and just, like, so much, like, unhealthy habits, because, like, this went on for a while, and, like, this person, like, started to, like, isolate me, and, like, it was kind of like he was all I had, because eventually, like, I would tell my friends stuff, and they would, like, be, like, shocked and be like, that's not normal. And, like, obviously my friend Abby was the one who kind of knew the most, because, like, our boyfriends were best friends and we were best friends, so it was like she was always there kind of when we were hanging out, like maybe in another room, but she was always there, and we would always, like, talk about the stuff that's going on. And, like, I think her situation was, like, kind of similar. And but other than that, like, most of my friends, like, just, yeah, like, had barely, probably not even had their first kiss, like, so it was like I couldn't really say a lot of this stuff to my friends. And at this point, like, my mom, I don't really know how she, like, stopped liking him. I don't really know, like, how she got information. I know that she substituted at my school sometimes, and, like, he was a bad kid, like, he was always in ISS or, like, doing this, and, like, he was, like, smoking weed or something, like, I don't know, like, he was just, like, introduced me to a lot of stuff that, like, I don't think I would have been introduced to for a long time otherwise. And so, yeah, super passive, a lot of gaslighting, a lot of manipulation, a lot of just, like, all the unhealthy things that a narcissist will do for a people pleaser baby. Like, yeah, that really, like, fucked me up. But it also just kind of, like, yeah, it just confirmed a lot of things for me, because I've had all these other interactions with guys that were shitty, and, like, I just had no sense of self, and so this, like, just really, like, dug deep into that, like, yeah, confirming that. And I'm super pissed off because I have this memory box that I keep, like, everything in. I have all the letters, like, ever. I have all kinds of, like, little memories and just everything from old friends and birthday cards and boyfriends and everything. But whenever I was moving last time, I was just, like, so sick of, like, I'm so scared of becoming, like, a hoarder, because my grandma's a really bad hoarder, and, like, even, like, my mom just has a bunch of shit. And so I was just, like, trying to throw away as much as I could, and I was like, well, like, definitely, like, never gonna be, like, getting back with him, like, I'm never gonna need these, and, like, that's gonna be weird if I have them, like, and yeah, I don't know. So I threw them all away, which breaks my heart, honestly. I'm pissed. I wish so badly that I could, like, just, like, see myself in that relationship. Like, obviously I know how I was, like, to this extent, but it's like, I think those letters would have, like, been great for the fucking podcast. Like, I'm pissed. And just, like, good for me in my, like, healing journey to just, like, see, like, how far I've come, because it's kind of fucking crazy. But yeah, this relationship, I don't even know how long it went on, but I think, like, eventually he did end up breaking up with me because he cheated on me, and I called him out, and he was, like, over it, and he was just mad at me, and I was crazy, and I was just a psycho bitch, and, like, he couldn't believe that I was, like, believing these other people over him. But it was, like, I literally would have, like, receipts. And yeah, but then he broke up with me. Like, I did not break up with him. And then he was also moving in no longer in middle school. So it was like just all the things that kind of played into it. And yeah, it was super fucked up. And let's see my notes that I have. What else do I want to say here? Okay, so then once he breaks up with me, like, I know at this point, yeah, we've gotten in a lot of fights, and like, I'm always like the one apologizing, and like, I'm just like crazy, and like, I'm pissed because I know even if there's no letters on my old laptop, I'm trying to get the pictures off of it right now, but I know that there's so many screenshots of our crazy fucking text. So one day, hopefully we can come back to this. I'm trying to figure that out currently, so hopefully I'll get those pictures soon and we can get into the fucking tea, bitch. But yeah, I know that we are broken up, but I'm still obviously desperate for his love. And I know that like whenever he's like super pissed off or like he's had a shitty day, like we'll talk on the phone sometimes and like he will be upset and his spiral is kind of like straight to like suicide and like just like wanting to end it all. And I don't know, like, I think I knew like that was wrong and I obviously really didn't want him to do that, but it was like very like private and like very much like you can't tell anyone, and like I just like wanted to do anything to not lose him. And so like I was very isolated, and yeah, I'm kind of hiding our relationship and the fact that I'm still contacting him from everyone, including my mom, including my friends, including everyone. So he's kind of, yeah, all I had. And yeah, this is like how he is like experiencing life, is just like hating it and like just wanting to like end it. And so anyway, I don't know like what the final like breakup was about, but after we broke up, he did end up talking to my friend Abby because her and her boyfriend broke up too. And so at this point, like, obviously me and Abby are no longer friends because like she witnessed my entire relationship with him, and now there's apparently something there. And this was like a huge thing, and me and Abby were like at fucking war with each other. And because also Abby was someone who was Victor, whenever I said there was four girls, Abby was also one of those four girls. But it was like at the same time, like, I think there was like, I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of about like five girls who, including myself, were like constantly just like seeking the male validation. And so like I would say there was kind of like a group of us that had the most like drama, because all these boys would be like, we would think like they're our boyfriends and they like us and they're really all just fucking playing us. And so like pinning us against each other, really teaching us how to be women in the world. Like, yeah, like obviously I hated these girls at the time. Looking back on it now, I know that I wasn't just a shitty fucking shit. Like, this is how I was taught to be. Like, this is what it's like being a woman in a man's world. Like, I did exactly as I learned and was supposed to do. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, so yeah, me and Abby become enemies fast, and this is like a huge split, and we're like fighting at school, we're fighting online on like Instagram, we're like posting pictures and having like passive ass like captions. And there's this one day shortly after me and Ted are officially broken up, and this is when like I guess me and Jalen are starting to become like super besties. And anyway, like I was just having a super shitty time after my breakup with Ted and my breakup with Abby. And there's this one night that I like make this post on Instagram, and honestly, I would just make like I would take like a cute little selfie, and then I would have like a super passive but direct comment like, you knew who you fucking were, but I'm not ballsy enough to really say it to your face, so I'm gonna say it on Instagram. And super small town, everyone knows exactly who I'm fucking talking about, everyone knows exactly what's going on, but I'm still passive, so I'm still gonna post it on Instagram. And shout out Ted. Shout out to Ted. Shout out to all the boys who made me passive as fuck. Thank you, baby. And even women, because you know what? That's what a woman's taught to be in the world. Oh, no, don't, like, don't talk bad about her. Like, don't let her know she hurt your feelings. Like, just suck it up. Like, act like nothing's wrong. You know, fake it till you make it. And so, that was a vibe, bitch. And so, yeah, I will post these cute little selfies and I'll be like, fuck you, bitch, you fucking bitch. No, I don't know what I would say. But anyway, I said something this night. And it was passive, and it was directed at Abby and Ted. And then Abby proceeds to comment on this post and is like, fuck you, you stupid bitch. Everyone hates you. Like, you think you're friends with everyone, but you're actually just a fake-ass bitch. And then proceeds this comment by tagging every single one of my friends and saying, Jalen, Brittany said this, this, and this about you. Blah, blah, blah. Brittany said this, this, and this about you. Literally tagging people in this comment and telling a sentence of what I've said about them. Some of it, probably true. Most of it, not fucking true. And literally just like sabotage. Insane, insane, insane. And so this night is, as soon as I see this comment, I FaceTime Jalen and I'm like bawling my eyes out. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I promise whatever Abby said in this comment, like, I did not say that about you. Like, everyone's gonna hate me, but like, I just don't want you to hate me. Like, I really love you. And like, yeah, like, I think this is kind of the moment that me and Jalen like really like we're fucking locked in, at least for me. And Jalen's like, no, I believe you, like, fuck her, I can't believe she said that. And she's like reading the comment and we're just sitting there like, oh, and blah blah blah, Brittany said this and this about you, and like dead ass to all of my friends, like to every girl in the school who I was friends with, which was like anyone that was like in anything, I don't even fucking know. And yeah, so I am super, super fucking upset, obviously. And I'm like, I can't go to school tomorrow. Like, everyone's gonna hate me. I'm already fucking, like, going through a heartbreak. And, like, now I'm not gonna have any friends. And, like, everyone just thinks I'm, like, this horrible, horrible person. And, like, this is just, like, too much. And, like, oh, whenever me and Ted actually broke up, the next day at school, I cried the entire day. I sat at a lunch table by myself and would not let anyone sit beside me. And I sat there and cried the entire lunch. I skipped lunch. I didn't eat. I sat there and cried and everyone kept trying to come up to me and I was like, get away from me. So that's the level of drama we are, okay? And yeah, I literally took an entire lunch table to myself. And you know what? You would think like some adults would get involved at this point, but like not really. So, okay. But anyway, fast forward this night, I am so upset and I'm obviously not handling my breakup well, and now me and my best friend aren't friends anymore, and now everyone ever hates me and is seeing these comments and hearing these lies of what I have supposedly said about them, all in a comment, tagged all of these people in a comment saying all the shit, which is like fucking insane if you really think about it. But whatever, I'm like bawling and crying. And shout out Jalen. Jalen is the realest fucking friend, because you know what she did? She texts the girl. She texts her. And We laugh about this because the text she sent, like, looking back on it now, it was super fucking fucked up. But, like, Jalen was a real one protecting her friend me because I was at my first real rock bottom ever because this was, like, my first real heartbreak that was, like, this. And it was, like, also, I had been so isolated from everyone. So it was, like, no one really knew, like, how, like, this relationship was for me. And, like, I don't know. Like, I think I probably told Jalen more after the fact. I honestly don't know. We should talk about that. But, anyway, so I'm talking to the phone, talking to Jalen on the phone for hours. And then eventually we hang up. And, like, I'm like, at least I have Jalen. But honestly, like, I was, like, terrified to go to school. I literally was like, everyone hates me. Like, I'm literally like, I don't know. I thought every single person was gonna believe this comment. And honestly, that's like not that far-fetched. This town was insane and there was so much drama. Like, I thought this text was like life-ending, literally. And so after I got off the phone with Jalen, trigger warning, suicide, I go to my bathroom. And I like planned on killing myself. And I was in there crying for a long time because I couldn't really go cry to my mom because she didn't even want me to be with this guy anyway. And yeah, it was a whole thing. So I'm sitting on the bathroom floor and I have the shower on and I'm kind of like planning like how I'm gonna do this, like what I'm gonna do. And so I got everything I needed to do that. And I'm sitting in the bathtub, or it wasn't a bathtub, it was like a walk-in shower. And so I'm sitting there on the ground and I'm crying and thinking, this is like, this is it. And for some reason, I didn't do it. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. But yeah, I didn't do it. And it's honestly kind of a miracle because I really thought like that was the end of my life because I had lost everyone I loved. And like now everyone at school hates me. Like I thought, yeah, that was like the end of the world. And it almost was, dude. And yeah, somehow I didn't do it and I survived. Wow. And yeah, then me and Jalen became super besties after that and didn't give a fuck about anyone else. And honestly, I think it ended up being fine. Like, I'm sure some people were kind of pissed off, but I mean, I was just like literally trying to survive at this point, so I didn't really give a fuck. But yeah. So, that was pretty fucking crazy. And that was my, like, biggest, like, rock bottom moment that I've ever had. And I don't know really, like, why, like, that was the out I was taking. Like, that's how I was handling it. I think, like, I don't know. I mean, I think, like, that just felt like the only way. And, like, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't do that now. That's for sure. I know that for a fact. Like, not a shot. I'm very far from that. I still hit rock bottom sometimes. I honestly kind of feel like I'm in a rock bottom, like a, not a rock bottom because it's not like just a hard one thing. I feel like I'm kind of floating in rock bottom right now. And that's not how I'm feeling. I'm just like, super fucking sucks. But I think every time I've hit rock bottom since then, it's just been a little bit better. But yeah, that was a super fucking dark time of my life. But yeah, honestly, I really like have Jalen to thank for that. I feel like she definitely like kind of saved me and like she was like the only one I had dealing with most of this because, yeah, like I said, my mom, yeah, I didn't want to tell her that much about it, and I was pretty isolated. And yeah, so that was super fucking shitty, and that was kind of like my first relationship, and like, yeah, that was my virginity, and obviously he fingered me. I think I sucked his dick. I don't really remember ever doing that, but I feel like there's a chance. Actually, I have no idea. I really don't remember ever doing that, but I'm pretty sure he ate my pools thing. And I guess I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, that was my first penis and vagina sex. And yeah, I don't think we ever had a successful time. I think it just like was excruciating. And honestly, I think that one night might have been the only time we tried. I really don't know. Whatever. Anyway, that was that. So yeah, this is pretty fucking crazy shit. I don't know. Also in middle school, maybe around this time, I talked to all of the boys. All the boys would text me. I would text all the boys. Snapchat streaks started becoming a thing. Or wait, were streaks a thing yet? I don't think streaks were a thing yet, but everyone was still Snapchatting. And so, yeah, after, like, me and Ted broke up and I started, like, becoming a human again, I had this one kid, his name is Dylan, shout out fucking Dylan, because, that was my homeboy, and I remember I would tell him about, like, some of these things that I would go through, and, like, some of the situations that I would be put in, with other boys, and I remember he would be, like, mad, and he would be like, you shouldn't, like, do that, like, he definitely, like, let me confide in him a lot, and like he really listened, and we would walk home together from school for a while because, well, I would kind of walk him home and then I would walk all the way home because I begged my mom to let me walk home, and it was like probably like a 2-mile walk, but I wanted to walk home so bad, so I damn sure did. And yeah, he walked home too, but he lived in like the close neighborhood that everyone else did, and then I would just be like, okay, bye guys, walk another like 1.5 miles. but anyway, so we would walk home from school together and like we would talk, and yeah, I don't know, honestly, like shout the fuck out, because I feel like this person was definitely like a super good friend to me, and like, yeah, I think that he did respect me, and I do think like he had a healthy impact on me as a boy. We continued to be friends. We were friends in high school. Literally for like ever. I'm trying to think when we stopped being friends. I think he was dating one of my friends, and so like we kind of stopped Snapchatting and stuff, but that is so weird. I'm trying to think, because then I remember he got this other girlfriend, and then like years later I became friends with some of their friends, and then we were seeing each other at parties, and like I'm like, oh my god, like this is so weird, because me and him literally used to be like besties in middle school, and like now we're just like seeing each other out in the wild, and it was like, how did you even get here? And like, yeah, it was super crazy. And honestly, I think we still Snapchatted, because I was friends with his girlfriend and him, and so I think this girlfriend, I think they're still together, but yeah, me and him, because, yeah, we Snapchatted for a while then, but I think, oh, he deleted Snapchat. That's what it was. That's why we stopped talking. So I guess I literally stayed friends with this person throughout high school. Yeah, no, because I think I Snapchatted him. Like, we were friends forever up until he deleted Snapchat. Wow. Hey, Dylan, if you're out there, like, shout out. Thank you for, like, being a good guy to me in middle school and high school too, honestly. Like, every memory I have, like, seems like a solid ass fucking person. Okay, hell yeah, I love that. Aw, I'm putting a heart. cute. Thanks. And I also had this other friend, who was Dylan's friend, and I became friends with him too, and he was also cool too, but he was like, I don't know, everyone always said he was such an asshole because he didn't really talk at school much, but we were only like Snapchat friends. I think we hung out twice, and both times were like, I think I was picking him up because he was drunk, and I think I was taking him to get food and then taking him back. So, I mean, I let him borrow an old phone I had one time. Like, I guess we were just kind of, like, friends. And then, like, I hung out or saw him in person, like, twice. But I was doing something for him, so. But he didn't want my tits. He wanted my old phone and he wanted food. Like, okay, I'll take it. But also, this person did let me confide in them a lot as well. And he would be like, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Like, I don't know why you're friends with them, why you hang out with these guys, da da da. And, like, I would be like, yeah, dude, like, I don't fucking know either. I don't know what to do. So, yeah, I don't really know. But then, let's see, we're 55 minutes in. I can leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger if I want to. Yeah, why not? So, also, okay, so, yeah, Dylan is someone who had a positive impact on me. I think the bad outweighed the good, and so I don't really think that I, like, I don't know why. But I don't know. Like, I think I was just like, if he's not treating me like shit, he doesn't really love me. But because, you know, if a boy's mean to you, that means he likes you. So yeah, that was that. But anyway, I also had this other boy who I think had a pretty healthy impact on me. And like, we'll get into it in the next episode, obviously. But I think like, this is like, I have like a great amount of like respect and love for this person just because I feel like he like, I don't know, changed me. Because we were friends forever because he played football and I cheered, and so it was like we obviously always had that time together. And then our moms were friends, and so we would hang out. And then I remember in like fourth grade he moved away, and then sixth grade he came back. But while he was gone, like, we, yeah, had a relationship over the phone. And so, like, I, yeah, kind of think that he respected me and was like the first guy to kind of have respect for me. And so, yeah, our friendship, we were solely friends for most of the time. Like, whenever I say we were just friends, like, straight up, we really were just friends. Because we would FaceTime and watch Hannah Montana together. Like, are you fucking joking me right now? Hell yeah, that shit was awesome. And, oh my god, that is so cute. We would literally FaceTime and watch Hannah Montana together. And, anyway, yeah, I don't really remember, I think that I probably, like, wasn't allowed to be friends with him whenever I was dating Ted. I don't really remember. And he also had a girlfriend at that time that I was with Ted. So, maybe, like, yeah, we just weren't really close at all during that time. But, yeah, after me and Ted broke up, this is Tim. Me and Tim started becoming like super duper best friends again because he's finally moved back and like we're finally like both single, like we can like hang out. Because whenever we would hang out, like we would have sleepovers, our moms were friends, and so like we would always be with one of our moms, like hanging out with the family, doing whatever. Like, this was like very like family oriented friendship, I guess. And so we would hang out like 24/7, like multiple times a week. And yeah, we just became super duper best friends for now. And yeah, I think that this person like definitely like gave me a lot of, just had respect for me. I do think that this person was my first love, my first true love, my first falling in love. I think if you would have asked me before, I would have said that Ted was my first love, but I don't really think that was love. I don't think we really fell in love. I think it was more just like instantly like narcissist people pleaser dynamic. Like there was a huge power dynamic, and I think it was like I wasn't just in love with him and wanted him so bad. I needed him. I needed his validation. And so, yeah, I consider Tim to be my first love. And yeah, that is a story we will save. So, yeah, cliffhanger, bitch. But I'm trying to think of what else you need to know to wrap this up. We talked about Scary, we talked about Victor, we talked about Ted, we talked about, dude, literally Dylan. I don't know, like I have this whole list of all the boys that I want to discuss who had an impact on me, and it's all negative mostly. So I, yeah, huge shout out to Dylan, because I'm like underlining that because I need to remember, like, this was healthy. He never It was never sexual at all. I don't even know if we flirted. Like, I think that we were literally like, we would just walk home and I would tell him all the shitty shit I was going through, and he would be like, damn, that's crazy. Like, you don't deserve that. And yeah, he would be like, I'm good. I just like went and played basketball the other day. Like, I don't know if he was experiencing such crazy fucking bullshit. But yeah, he would listen to me and he cared for me a little bit. So, big shout out, big impact. And yeah, probably the reason that I don't hate every single man in the world. So, yeah. Shout out, shout out, shout out. And yeah, his friend too, even. I was friends with him. I don't think we were as close. I think I was definitely like, I don't know. But it was like weird because then they stopped being friends and I was friends with both of them, and so I like felt like weird, but I think shit. I don't know the story, honestly. I wish I could ask and be like, hey, what's the tea? But I don't talk to either of them anymore. So I wonder if they remember me. Hey! I know one of them does because, like, we saw each other at a party, like, probably, like, 3 years ago or something. So, but wow. That's so crazy. I'm gonna look them up later. I'm gonna stalk their Facebook. What are y'all doing? Who are you? But whatever. Anyway. Yeah. So it's been pretty crazy. I think this middle school was definitely like the hardest time of my life, like the scariest. The scariest time of my life. I think I literally, like, it was like a giant influence on me, and I think that the influences I had were shitty men and seeking validation from men, and I think like the only way I knew how to be in relationship with boys was just giving them whatever they want, because that's the only way that like I'm gonna get attention from them, or that they're gonna like me, or they're not gonna be mad at me, or like, I don't know, like it's kind of just seemed like a competition between me and some of these girls. And yeah, like we, yeah. Oh my God, fuck, I forgot about this. Okay. Oh fuck, I'm trying to think. I don't really remember what all I talked about in the last episode. But yeah, so anyway, that is me up to middle school. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm healing. I think honestly, making this podcast just feels so fucking good, just because I feel like I was so misunderstood. Like I just feel like everyone just thought I was this huge fucking slut, and it's like, little did you fucking know, like, this is what was going on. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I sent nudes, but, like, did you know that I was, like, pressured into it? Did you know that they got sent around? Like, did you know that, like, this kid was older than me? Like, did you know that I didn't even know, like, why he wanted to see my boobs? Like, I don't know. Just a little bit crazy, crazy. Like, did you know I wanted to like fucking unalive myself? Like, that's crazy, you know? So yeah, I just think this is like healing for me to be able to share, just because yeah, I just feel like you should know the real me. I want to know the real me. I think talking about these things is like Like, some of these things, obviously, these are all my experiences, but, like, I've never, like, said some of these things out loud, and so I'm just like, wow, yeah, that's crazy. Like, obviously, I know that these things happened to me, but, like, whenever you say it out loud, it's just kind of like, oh, like, damn, bitch, like, that's fucking insane, and, like, are you okay, Miss Girl? Like, I don't know. So, if you're here, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. If you're any of these people, I don't know, actually. I don't think I have anything to say. But, if you, experience anything like this, please reach out. Please get help. I think something that has, like, really, like, inspired me to kind of, like, share, I guess, this kind of stuff, like, aside from just my benefits from it, is, like, I'm, yeah, in that subreddit, the sexual assault one, and it's, like, people just sharing their stories, and I think that we're just, like, hooked on these extreme ideas that we have, and it's just, like, it's just not even like that most of the time. Like, I don't know, like, we just think, like, sexual assault and sexual abuse is, like, you know, you have to scream, you have to fight, you have to run, you have to, it has to be violent, like, it has to be this thing, and it's, like, most of the time, like, it's not like that, and, like, coercion is something that is, like, super downplayed, and, like, we just kind of ignore it, and, like, people just kind of get away with it, and, like, then me, my experience is, like, I've just been left traumatized, and, like, I just am kind of, like, why am I like this, like, why do I not want to ever be in alone with a man again? Like, why do I hate men so much? Why am I so scared of boys? Like, why am I so scared of anything sexual? And, like, yeah, this is fucking why, obviously. Like, I don't know. And it's, like, I don't know. I, like, thought I was a huge slut for a long time, too. I'm, like, oh, my God. But it was, like, deep down, like, that just didn't sit right. Because I was, like, why am I a huge slut? Like, it's not like I'm fucking all these people. It's not, like, it's not what I want from them, you know? It's not like this is what, it's not like I'm getting shit out of this, because I keep thinking that they like me. I keep thinking they want to be in a relationship with me, and then it's like, I try to give them what they want, and then, like, that's still not enough, like, so then I have to go find it somewhere else. Like, it's just, like, an ongoing, like, cycle, and yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if it's talked about more, like, people will realize, like, there's not something wrong with them, so even if this just helps one person, like, I don't know, if something resonates, if something seems like it makes sense more, like, that's my goal, I guess, but I feel like it has helped one person. This is helping me. This is so, like, freeing, almost, just because if anyone that ever knew me in my past school life who has any opinion on me, like, I just want to be like, fuck you, look at this, are you kidding me, fuck you, like, I literally am just, like, I hate how much everyone thought I was a slut and how much everyone made me think I was a slut. Like, shout out Jalen. Shout out Jalen. Shout out, like, I don't know. Yeah, so, I don't know. I just think this is important and something I want to share. So, thank you. So, I just feel like we have so much deep conditioning, especially from my experience as a woman. And, like, I think I was just taught, like, super young how to be in relationship with boys. And I started becoming objectified from such a young age. And, like, I don't know, like, no one taught me how to be in relationship with boys except for boys. And the boys that I did experience, definitely took advantage that, like, I didn't know what this was, like, yeah, they helped form my ways a lot for their benefit. And so, yeah, I just feel like I don't know, obviously, I read the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle, and she just talked so much about, like, what it is to, like, be a woman in this world and, like, all the conditioning we have. And yes, boys have conditioning too, but I fuck the boys right now, okay? Everyone has such deep conditioning in these roles that we're supposed to play, and I just got the shitty hand of how a woman is supposed to be in this world, and I was damn good at it, okay? I learned from a young age and I was good at it. And you know what? I had no self. I had nothing of my own. And so it was like every time I was in these situations, like, he was all I had. Like, that's literally all I had. So it wasn't a choice I was making. It was literally like, I have nothing if not you, because I don't even have a self. So I just think, I don't know, I just want to break free from my conditioning, and I just feel like this is part of it, is just kind of like reliving some of it and re-looking at, reflecting on some of it, and just like seeing like how fucking crazy some of this shit is, and like how it can just happen like nonchalant. Like, I just like, I don't know, I think even at this, like, yeah, I think Ted, that breakup obviously and combined with everything else got pretty deep and dark, and I think that's really important. And yeah, I don't know, I just like, you know, maybe this will just show someone like, you know, there's another way. Like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, if nothing else, this is good for me. So thank you, I love you. Please take care of yourself, please find yourself, honestly. That is like the best advice I can give. I don't know how I did it. I mean, reading the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle was the most beautiful way I could ever imagine, honestly. And I still have so much more work to do, and I think it's so beautiful. And I think you should read that book, and I think you should listen to our podcast. And I'm going to bring her up so much because she's such a huge part of my life and such a huge part of like my eyes opening to like something outside of the box. And yeah, once you look out, you can't go back in. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't fucking know. I love you. Please come back or don't. But please do, because I enjoy this and I'm having fun making this, and I think this is really good for me. So I'll be back. If nothing else, I will be back, and we will continue, and I might do another fluff episode in between, just because, yeah, this shit is really fucking heavy for me, and I just like, it's a lot to like just like get myself into this zone, because it's like now like I'm in this whole vibe, and this is like just bringing up a lot of shit for me. And yeah, so sometimes I just need a little break in between, maybe not. Sometimes I feel like I could just keep going and get it all out now, but I don't know. Anyway, okay, I'll shut the fuck up now. Thank you, I love you. Take care of yourself, give yourself a hug, tell yourself that you're fucking awesome, and ask yourself, how are you feeling right now? Just do a little check-in with yourself. Do you have a self? If so, why and how? Okay, I love you. Goodbye.